God explains the choices that Spirit-filled believers make. And that takes us to the book of Job. Job was, at the very basic level, a believer through whom the Holy Spirit was given freedom to operate. And that's the first choice we need to make, is to say, I want to operate with the Spirit-filled life. I want to surrender to the Holy Spirit to transform me into these choices. Because from Job's life, we can see that God offered grace, and Job allowed God to transform Job's family through Job. God gave Job the power to make the right choices, but Job chose to agree and allow God to do that. See, we can withhold the Lord's blessing, the Lord's fullness of His Spirit in our life by our bad choices. So what are some choices God wants? Well, verse 5, Spirit-filled believers are given to godly praying, like Job. One of the signs of the Holy Spirit filling our lives is that Paul says we pray without ceasing, that we're praying always in all situations, that we realize that apart from Him, John 15, we can do nothing. And prayer is the power line. Prayer is the connection. It's the download. It's keeping us logged on. It's amazing how when you're not logged on, everything doesn't work. In our electronic world, in the spiritual world, it's exactly the same. And so the first thing we're supposed to do is stay logged on. Look at verse 5, the end of the verse. It says, thus Job did regularly. What's that? It's all that praying he was doing. Job continuously, in various forms, was staying in touch with God through prayer. He was interceding for his kids. He was praying through their lives. He was asking God to consecrate them. He had specific requests. But he was regularly, thus Job did regularly. In Acts 6:4, we find the secret, the essence of what it means to cultivate Spirit-filled praying. Jesus never taught his disciples how to preach. Jesus only taught his disciples how to what? Pray. Right. And they caught that. Acts 6:4 is the first time we get to hear the apostles come forward and summarize what 3.5 years of personal, intense discipleship taught them. And what do they say in Acts 6:4? But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. In just 8 words, the disciples sum up everything Jesus taught them about prayer and priorities, and in just 7 more words, the basis for their entire ministry. What they say is, what comes first is prayer, and everything else flows from that in the ministry of the word. Everything was reduced in their minds to what they were left on earth to do is, they were left on earth to stay logged on with God. That's prayer. That's why praying without ceasing means that you don't ever log out. You leave it logged on all the time. You leave connection. It doesn't mean you're talking all the time to say, oh God, I don't, you know, it's not like mumbling all the time. It's never turning off the connection. And once they got that down, they said, and all ministry will flow from that. So, how do you cultivate Spirit-filled praying? Well, look at the verse. We will give ourselves continually. That word is actually, the grammar of it is that is a verb. And the specific definition of the verb, it's future active indicative. What it means is, from right now onward, we'll never stop this. We're making a choice right now after graduating from 3.5 years. Jesus did a lot of stuff, but what we caught is we're going to never log off. We're going to stay connected. We're going to give ourselves to prayer. And then all of our ministry into people's lives will be empowered by that. Grammar, it's this future active indicative verb. But the meaning of the word, by the way, this word is used 10 times in the New Testament. The word is proskartereo, which means give ourselves continually to. But actually what the word means in English is stick tightly, not pull apartable. It's kind of like super glue is what it is. You know, there have been a lot of pranks lately where people have superglued people to things, and they're finding supergluing people is a criminal act because they're so stuck, they have to be cut off when you superglue them. And what it says is that someone would have to cut us, a part of our life. We're so given to being logged on to God. See, it's amazing how much they wanted to never be out of touch with the Lord. Literally, this says that we are to be persevering in constant readiness, adhering and sticking to being in touch with God. But the last thing, if you just look at verse 4, do you notice the order of things? We will give ourselves, and the first thing is to prayer. And that's before everything else. That is exactly what Jesus said in the temptation. That's another place we were up in the wilderness of the temptation of Christ. And in that lesson, we learned that Jesus said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou what? Serve. What comes before everything else? The worship. What is the channel that the worship flows through? Prayer. Prayer always is the first priority. Everything else flows from that.